tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. This is Dimensions of Islamic Life. Inshallah, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss a beautiful topic, and that is the seal of prophethood. And in my company, Alhamdulillah, I am joined by our beloved Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Hafizahullah. Jazakullah Sayyidi Marhaba to the program. MashaAllah. And before we dive deep into today's topic of discussion, let's inshallah azawajal first recite Salat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and hoping our viewers will partake in the recitation. Alhamdulillah, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said that Jibreel Alayhi Salam, he came and said salam to me in this manner. He said, Assalamu alayka ya zahir, assalamu alayka ya batin. I asked, O Jibril, these are the attributes of Allah Almighty, for they are appropriate for Him alone. How come they relate to a human like me? And Sayyidina Jibril alayhi salam, he replied that Allah Almighty has honored you from these attributes, raised you above all prophets and messengers alayhi salam from these attributes, and brought your name and your attribute out of His own name and attributes. Subhanallah. Allah Almighty named you Al-Awwal, meaning you are the first of all prophets in terms of creation. He named you Al-Akhir, for you will come in the last after the eras of all the prophets. And you are the final prophet of the final Ummah. Subhanallah. Allah Almighty named you Batin, for Allah Azza wa Jal had your name along with His name inscribed forever in the golden Noor on the leg of the Arsh, 2000 years prior to the creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. He then ordained me to send durood upon you.
Subhanallah.
So I sent durood upon you for 1000 years and salam for 1000 years until Allah Almighty sent you as the messenger who gives glad tiding and warning, as the caller who calls towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon His order, and as the sun who lights up. And Allah Almighty named you Zahir, for He blessed you with supremacy in all religions and revealed your Sharia and excellence to all those living in the world as well as in the heavens. So there remained no one who would not send durood upon you. May Allah Almighty send durood and mercy upon you. Thus, your creator is Mahmud, meaning the praised one, and you are Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the highly praised one. Your creator is Awwal and Akhir, He is the first and He is the last, Zahir and Batin, He is hidden and He is apparent. By the grant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are also Awwal and Akhir, the first and the last, and you are also Zahir and Batin, the one who's apparent, the one who's concealed, subhanallah. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after listening to this, he said, all praises be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who raised me above all prophets alayhi wasallam until He gave excellence in my name and my attributes.
Subhanallah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Yes, dear viewers, alhamdulillah, you've just listened to a beautiful hadith where Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he is narrating the different attributes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jal, He did us a great favor that He made us the final ummati of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is our topic of discussion, that we are discussing the seal of prophethood, and that is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest of all prophets and messengers, and by the mercy of Allah Almighty, His ummah, us, we are the greatest of all previous ummahs by the sadaqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi, how privileged we are, alhamdulillah.
Absolutely.
When Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he recited salawat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the hadith mentions, for 1000 years
Allah
each. Salat for 1,000 years and Salam for 1,000 years, subhanAllah. On the day of Jumu'ah, especially we should recite Salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man salla alayya yawm al Jumu'ati kanat shafa'atan lahu indi yawm al Qiyamah. That he who recites Salat upon me on a Friday, it will be an intercession for him on my behalf, subhanAllah, from my side, from the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment.
SubhanAllah. Allah. Allah. So from this beautiful narration, we come to realize that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the first creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he is the first. And like you've mentioned that he is also the last. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also the last because he came last from all of the prophets. And the arrival of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into this world eradicated all of the darknesses. Because before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could arrive in this world, the period as we know it is called the era of Jahiliyyah, the era of ignorance. And what people would do in that period is unimaginable. Imagine with regards to women, they would show no respect towards women whatsoever. They would actually consider the birth of a girl to be a curse. Allah. And they would go to the extent of bearing their baby girls alive. Allahu Akbar. So all of these immoralities, all of these evil practices used to happen before the arrival of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived into this world, he removed all of those darknesses and gave status to women.
Subhanallah.
And so many other evils that were there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removed all of them and gave humanity status and respect.
SubhanAllah. Definitely. He came as the final prophet of Allah SubhanAllah to the final ummah. And after him, there is no prophet.
Yes.
And this ummah is the last ummah of the last Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is our belief, Sayyidi, that we are the ummah of that final prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who came and changed the situation of this entire globe for the better.
Allah.
Human rights, you know. Kind treatment to others,
yeah.
You know, value of each and everyone's life, Allahu Akbar, a sense of equality, all of that was brought by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he came as a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his finality, Allah Azza wa Jal discusses in this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 40, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. Translation from Kanzuliman. The beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the father of any man amongst you. Yes, he is the messenger of Allah and the final amongst all the prophets, and Allah knows everything. SubhanAllah.
SubhanAllah.
This is our belief. This is our faith in the finality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was none like him and there will never be anyone like him. SubhanAllah.
And you know, Rasab, it is necessary for one to, you know, believe in the finality of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith, La nabiyya ba'di, that there is no prophet after me. So for one to have this belief, it is the criteria of one's iman, the criteria of one's faith. And Munasab, under that ayah that you have mentioned, in the tafaseer, it is mentioned that when Isa alayhi salam would descend, even though Isa alayhi salam is a prophet, but still when he descends, he would have to follow the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
SubhanAllah. Yes, and that is the grandeur of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Though he came right at the end, but he was first to be created, subhanAllah. And if he had come first, then he would outshine all the light of all the other prophets. Subhanallah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him right at the end.
Allah.
But and we were the chosen ones who were sent as part of this ummah. This is the great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah azza wa jal, we'll explore this topic more in further detail until we go and mashallah listen to this beautiful kalam that we have for you. And after the kalam, there is some nasiha as well. So yes, keep watching Madani channel, inshallah azza wa jal, and we'll be back shortly. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madine wale se mera salam kehna, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna, zaire taba roze pe ja kar, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna, mere gham ka fasana suna kar, mere gham ka fasana suna kar, tu salam se ro ro ke kehna, madine wale مجھ کو رلا کر, آہ جاتا ہے مجھ کو رلا کر, تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا, مدینے والے جائے تیرا سفینہ, جب نظر آئے میٹھا مدینہ, جب پہنچ جائے تیرا سفینہ, جب نظر آئے میٹھا مدینہ, ادب اپنے سر کو جھکا کر, با ادب اپنے سر کو جھکا کر, تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا, مدینے والے جالیاں ہو تیری آنکھوں والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، أسألك الشفاعة يا رسول الله، أسألك الشفاعة يا رسول الله، أسألك الشفاعة يا رسول الله، زائر قبر منور کی شفاعت ہوگی، ہے یہی آپ کا فرمان مدینے والے، میں بھی تو زائر روزہ ہوں رسول عربی، مجھ کو مت بھولنا سلطان مدینے والے، جب کے پیش نظر جالیاں ہوں، تیری آنکھوں سے آنسو روا ہوں، کہانی سنا کر میرے غم کی کہانی سنا کر، تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا مدینے والے، سردار حمزہ اور جتنے وہاں ہیں صحابہ، وہ شہیدوں کے سردار حمزہ اور جتنے وہاں ہیں صحابہ، تو سبھی کے مزاروں پہ جا کر، تو سبھی کے مزاروں پہ جا کر، تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا مدینے والے، پیارے پیارے وہ مدینے کے مدنی نظارے، دلکشوں دل کشا پیارے پیارے، ان نظاروں پہ قربان جا کر، تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا مدینے والے، سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا فقط تجھ سے تیرا سوالی کہنا عطار اے شاہ عالی ہے فقط تجھ سے تیرا سوالی تو سوال اس کا پورا شاہ کر تو سوال اس کا پورا شاہ کر تو سلام سے رو رو کے کہنا مدینے والے
We all heard about the great sacrifices the pious people have done. And no matter how much I sacrifice, it's not going to reach to their levels of sacrifices. But I can learn from their sacrifices. I can learn from them giving it all in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whether giving their life, the ultimate sacrifice, giving their wealth in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, sacrificing their children to study deen and to educate and empower the ummah. Who doesn't know about the incident of Karbala? On one side, 22,000 strong soldiers armed to the teeth with all the necessary resources, with food and access to water. And on the other side, a handful of the camp of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which comprised of women and children. Children like 6 months old baby Ali Asghar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This was an enormous test for Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu and his family members, the Ahlul Bayt, the purified household of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Yazidi camp and soldiers. They were fully aware of whom they were up against. They knew that this is the grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are Sahaba. These were believers. They knew it fully. There was no excuse for them. But the greed for gain, for wealth, for status in society, and their fear of their lives, it forced them to be against this noble group of companions and Ahlul Bayt. They knew on the other side is one of the leaders of the youth of Jannah. They knew this. They knew that the blood of Mawla Ali Karamullah Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, flowed in his veins. The blood of Sayyida Fatima Az-Zahra radiallahu anha, the queen of Jannah, flowed in his veins. Yet their greed for gain in this dunya, it blinded them. They cut off the access to the Euphrates River. So not even a drop could reach the camp of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. For they knew if they were nourished with that water, they would overwhelm them. They would overpower them. And yet, what did they do at Karbala? It's a lesson for us to learn from. Because we believers, we don't mourn the martyrs. The martyrs are alive. They have attained, through the mercy of Allah, paradise. Yes, we commemorate and we continue to talk about their sacrifices in order for us to gain that passion of sacrificing, if need be, our lives, our families, our children, and our wealth in the path of Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers. SubhanAllah, after listening to the beautiful, melodious kalam And mashallah, the nasiha from our Hafiz Naushad Attari Madani, subhanallah. And now, before we went for the kalam, we alhamdulillah obviously we recited the beautiful verse of the Holy Quran where Allah Azza wa Jal states that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the father of any man amongst you. Yes, he is the messenger of Allah and the final amongst all the prophets. And Allah knows everything, subhanallah. In relation to this part of the verse, وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ, of this verse, Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned in Khazan al-Irfan that Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final prophet, for no other prophet will come after him, and the prophethood has come to an end on him, and no one can get the prophethood after his prophethood. That even Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam will descend. Although Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam has already got the prophethood, and he will follow the Sharia of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam after his descent, as Maulana Sahib has just mentioned, subhanallah. And he will make decisions as per the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would perform salah facing towards the Holy Kaaba. And we should also remember that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as being the final prophet, is absolute. And the absoluteness is proven by the Holy Quran as well as blessed hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is also a clear verse of the Holy Quran, and ahadith have also reached the level of tawatur, meaning mass transmission, and all this has been proven that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final prophet of Allah, and no other prophet will come after him, subhanallah. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Whoever considers it possible that anyone can receive the prophethood after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's prophethood is a disbeliever and denier of the finality of the prophethood, and he is out of the folds of Islam. Mufti Ahmadiyar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned that khatam in the verse khatam al-nabiyyin is derived from the word khatam, the root word, which means stamp and final. In fact, a stamp is called khatam just because it is put at the end of any topic or any letter, or if some bag is stamped, now nothing inside can come out of it and nothing can go inside from outside, subhanallah. Similarly, this stamp has been put, the final flower of the prophethood's garden has bloomed, subhanallah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has himself stated in the meaning of Khatam al-Nabiyyin, and he has alhamdulillah emphasized on its meaning. He said it means La Nabiyya Ba'di, there is no other prophet after me. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, if some humans find it difficult to believe in, say, even the animals, they believed in the finality of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah. Cannot actually deny the finality of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this is established from the Quran, wa khatam al-nabiyyin, and it is also established from the blessed ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la nabiyya ba'di, there will be and there is no prophet after me, subhanallah. So we as human beings, and more especially as believers, as Muslims, have to believe in the finality of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, let alone human beings, the greatness and the status of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such that even animals testified to the finality of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For instance, there was one incident where a villager came in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I will not believe in you until this big lizard of mine, this villager had a lizard with him, And he said, until this lizard of mine does not believe in you.
Allahu Akbar.
So this villager, he placed his lizard in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and immediately this lizard said, Labbaik wa sa'daik. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks the lizard that, who is your Rabb? Who is your Lord? And this lizard says, Rabbi Allah, my Lord, my Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks this lizard that, who am I? Tell me who I am. And this lizard, subhanallah, it says that you are the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever believes in you as truthful, he succeeds. And whoever refutes you, he will be ruined. Upon seeing this villager, he got so impressed, so much, that he immediately recited the kalima and he embraced Islam. Subhanallah. I mean, look at this, that even the animals testified on the finality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Definitely, Sayyidi. And this is the belief, this is the faith that we need to have. Absolutely. As those that are subservient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to what he has brought. He is, subhanallah, the embodiment of the deen, Allahu Akbar. And he is the one whose kalima we recite. And he has told us, La nabiyya ba'di, there will be no prophet after me, subhanallah.
And so we see that, you know, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam physically departed from this world, mit parda from this world, we have seen through, in history, that there has been individuals that have claimed to be a prophet. And what happened to them? They got destroyed. They were ruined. So it is important to note that after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our belief is this, that there is no prophet after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Yes, Sayyidi, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has foretold this actually. That there will be such people who will be deceiving, who will be the liars.
Allah.
And they will, they will falsely, you know, claim prophethood and so on. This was actually foretold by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this fitna emerged from after the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Musaylimah Kazzab, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he took care of him, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So yes, these are some of the examples. And the final prophet is the final prophet of Allah, subhanallah. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose kalima we read, there is no other prophet to come. And this is actually the matter of iman, Sayyidi. This is the matter of faith. And this has to be given prominence and importance. The most precious, in fact, the most priceless thing for us as a person, as an individual, is our faith as a Muslim. By the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever has the wealth of iman, although that person may be poor in terms of money, but he is a way wealthier person than a billionaire who is deprived of the wealth of iman.
Subhanallah.
On the other hand, a wealthy person who is deprived of his wealth is actually destitute and poor. Ma'azallah, summa ma'azallah. Anyone who dies in this state of disbelief will stay in hellfire forever.
Allah.
Every Muslim should keep praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the protection of our iman and faith, and death with safety on faith. And this, in this era, and in this era of fitna and tribulation, where profound laziness is performing pious deeds, Allahu Akbar. You know, people are lazy in performing ibadat, Allahu Akbar, and it has become a commonplace. There is also a serious lack of concern about the protection of iman.
Allah.
Every single day, a lot of new fitnas, the tribulations are emerging to test the faith of a Muslim in various different ways, Sayyidi. Shaitan is hard at work, and the protection of iman is extremely important. Whether we have spent our whole life in pious deeds, Allah forbid, if we die without the safety of faith, will have to stay in hell forever, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding the same thing, highlighting its importance, that innamal a'malu bil khawatim, that one's deeds depend upon one's end. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his command. Amir al-Sunnat, he makes a beautiful dua. He says, attar hai ima ki hifazat ka suwali, khali nahi jayega ye darbare nabi se.
Allah,
subhanallah, subhanallah. And Amir al-Sunnat Sayyidi, he has written a beautiful naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he actually recites these couplets regarding the finality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And mashallah, what is it that we can say, Huzur, the importance that we may not realize, that how important it is to safeguard our faith, inshallah. So if you could please explore that.
Mansab, this is something, you know, of utmost importance for a Muslim, to always safeguard their faith, to always safeguard their beliefs, to always safeguard their iman. And this has to be so strongly rooted in them that nothing can move them or shake them. You know, they are so firmly rooted that whatever fitna they may be, whatever tribulation they may be, whatever traps of shaitan or whispering of shaitan they may be, they are so firmly rooted upon their belief and upon their iman that these things do not even move them an inch. And for that, we need to also educate and give our children this upbringing regarding the finality of the Prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is something that we must also teach our children, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the final Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because nowadays there is so much of, you know, fitna going around, there is so much of trials and tribulations going around, so many out there, you know, are attacking the iman of other Muslims. And if a person is not armed in the sense where he is not aware regarding the proper beliefs, the proper aqaid, then such a person, he would be going down the wrong path. Why? Because he would believe it in his mind that, yes, okay, what you are saying is true, because of not being armed. So a person must be armed with regards to his belief, his aqaid, his iman, learn the essentials of deen, and this is what we need to teach to our children as well. Look at the beautiful environment of Dawat Islam.
Subhanallah.
We see the slogan that Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliyah has raised, and this has caused awareness in the hearts of every single believer and lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Sayyidi, you have mentioned the slogan, Sabse Akhri Nabi Mustafa,
Mustafa.
And he has also written a beautiful kalam on the finality of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And each shair ends with a plea, Ay Akhri Nabi.
Allah.
Subhanallah. Oh, the final Prophet. He says, Meethe Madine me bulaye Akhri Nabi. Phir gumbad-e-khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi. Meethe madine mein bulaye aakhri nabi. Phir gumbad-e-khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi. Sab anbiya ke ho tumhi sardar lajaram. Sab anbiya ke ho tumhi sardar lajaram. Tum sa nahi hai dusra ae aakhri nabi. Phir gumbad-e-khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi. Meethe madine mein bulaye aakhri nabi. Phir gumbad-e-khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi. Baad aapke hargiz na aayega nabi naya. Baad aapke hargiz na aayega nabi naya. Wallah imaan hai mera aakhri nabi. پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی ایمان کی سلامتی کی بھیک ہو عطا ایمان کی سلامتی کی بھیک ہو عطا خالی نہ اب در سے پھرائے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی آقا سنہری جالیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش آقا سنہری جالیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش ایمان پہ میرا خاتمہ اے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی اب وقت رحلت آ گیا تار زار کا اب وقت رحلت آ گیا تار زار کا جلوہ دکھا کلمہ پڑھائے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی
صلوا علی الحبیب
صلی
اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی accept this plea on our behalf as well as امیر السنت دامت برکاتہ العالیہ has expressed his plea in the court of the beloved Mustafa صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم to you know to see the mubarak green emerald gumbad of the Rauza Mubarak of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آمین بجاہ النبی الامین سبحان اللہ سیدی دے آ ماشاءاللہ as you have mentioned that ایمان how important it is to safeguard our ایمان and to protect it at all costs
جی
that دے آ الحمدللہ حدیث of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in this regard and one particular حدیث where it is also important to have ایمان and to have this love for the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is also a foundation of iman
yes.
The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that you cannot become a believer until I become more beloved to you than your parents your children and everyone else subhanallah and this is again the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which shows that our devotion should be in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam
absolutely
Sayyidi inshallah perhaps maybe a few words on this important factor that can strengthen our iman inshallah azza
subhanallah so we've mentioned something very beautiful and that is the blessed hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wherein he mentions la yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa walidihi wan nasi ajma'in that none of you can become a true believer until I am more beloved to him than his father, his children, and all of humanity. So this shows us of what level our love has to be for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to love him above all amongst the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then only a person can have complete and perfect iman. And by the protection of one's iman, right? It is so sensitive and so delicate and such a serious matter that at all costs a person must always protect their iman. How do they protect their iman? The way they protect their iman is by learning the religion of Islam, by learning about deen, because through knowledge one can protect their iman, because through knowledge one knows what is halal, one knows what is haram, one knows what is right, one knows what is wrong. One will know what keeps them in the fold of Islam, one will know what will take them out of the fold of Islam. In one narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that a man, a person would get up in the morning in the state of being a believer, and by night he be a disbeliever. So this, you know, shows us how important it is to safeguard our iman, to have love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam above all else from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now the question would come is, you know, how do I intensify, how do I increase my love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Beautiful way of doing that is by reading the seerah, the lifestyle, the biography of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, learning about his practices, about his sunnah, because his sunnah, his practices, his way of life, the way he spent his life is the best way. There is no better way than that, than how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate. There is no better way than that. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slept, there is no better way than that. How he would talk, how he would walk, every action of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no better than the actions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that was one, to read through the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second is to read and to learn about how the Sahaba ikram, how they would love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how they would respect and, you know, be obedient to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that upon every command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without even thinking twice, they would always be present in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Labbaik ya Rasulullah. It didn't matter to them whether they had no wealth or not. Even if they had to give their entire wealth to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would give it. Like Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that, oh Abu Bakr, what have you left behind for your families? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I have left behind for my family Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was, you know, their jazba, this was their love and devotion to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So to read about how they would love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also one of the ways for us to increase our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and more so importantly, to safeguard our iman, to know what is the correct aqaid, to safeguard and protect our iman. Because whatever the ashab, whatever the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, we read in the books of seerah that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if a sahabi was coming and putting his hands under Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the droplets of water from him making wudu would fall, the sahaba ikram would go, they collect that water and drop it over themselves. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not stop them. This was their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we want to protect our iman, to protect our belief, look in the lives of the noble ashab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam. And they wouldn't stand to see any even the slightest of disrespect to the beloved personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that were the sahaba and the iman. Allahu Akbar. If we want to learn devotion, we should learn from the Sahaba Ikram, subhanAllah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, and all the rest of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah. And Sayyidi, the issue in this, in today's, our day, this age and time, is that the highly alarming issue is that the negligence, which causes the loss of worldly wealth, and when it comes to the matter of its security, Allahu Akbar, you know, the negligence, if we are not careful about our belongings, our assets, we lose them.
Right.
You go, you leave your belongings, gold, silver, lying outside without lock and key. You're going to lose them.
Right.
Similarly, when our faith, we're not protecting it, we're not taking security measures for the protection of our faith, this should be taken more severely, the precautions, the preparation that we should be making to safeguard our iman and faith. It is mentioned in Malfuzati Ala Hazrat that the Islamic scholars have stated, whoever has no fear of faith being snatched away, there is a terrible fear of his faith being snatched away at the time of the agony of death.
And the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as you mentioned the hadith, that a man, you know, will be a believer in the morning, will turn a disbeliever in the evening, mm-hmm. and vice versa. Allahu Akbar. In the explanation of this hadith, Sayyidi, Sayyidina Imam Sharafuddin Nawawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has said that the interpreter of Sahih Muslim said, in this hadith, we have been prompt to perform pious deeds before we cannot perform them and get involved in those consecutive tribulations, which will increase even more as the darkness spreads in an extremely dark night that even the moon cannot be sighted. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained one kind of those severe tribulations here, and those tribulations will be so severe that a human's heart will change within a single day, and this is a huge change. Now look at how fortunate is that person who safeguards his faith, and how unfortunate is that person who sells his faith for the mundane enjoyment and the luxury of this temporary world. And he trades faith with disbelief, ma'azallah, and makes hellfire his abode instead of paradise. All devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam must recite this sunnah dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he taught us. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. O changer of the hearts, make my heart steadfast in your deen by virtue of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah keep our faith intact, and may He make us steadfast in our beautiful deen of Islam. Mm-hmm. And may He give us martyrdom with faith and comfort whilst getting blessed with salvation, with vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, under the shade of the green dome, burial in Jannatul Baqi, and neighborhood in Jannatul Firdaus. Subhanallah, Sayyidi, there are, mashallah, there are many ahadith we were discussing.
Gee.
And that there are hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned his finality as a prophet. And in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I and the other prophets before me can be put into an example. What is the example he gave? That there is a man who constructed a splendid house but left a place for one brick in a corner. People began to walk around it and marvel at it, saying that he did not place the brick. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I am that final brick and the final prophet of Allah.
Subhanallah.
In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated with regards to his finality that, you know, la nabiyya ba'di, that there will be no prophet after me. And the next hadith is, he said that I have five names. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has five names. And he says, I am Muhammad, I am Ahmad, I am Mahi, meaning the remover, because Allah Almighty will eliminate sins through me. I am Hashir, for people will gather on my steps, meaning behind me on the day of judgment. And I am number five, Aqib, subhanallah. A Tabi'i saint, Imam Zuhri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated that Aqib is the one after whom there is no prophet, subhanallah. In the next hadith, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam states that I am the leader of all the prophets, and I don't say it with pride. I am the final amongst all the prophets, and I don't say it with pride. And I am the one making the first intercession, and I have been accepted as the very first intercessor, and I don't say it with pride. Subhanallah. Those are the beautiful words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we would conclude with them, alhamdulillah, that these should be sufficient. The Quran-based testimony of this fact that he is the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are many ahadith, Sayyidi, over 120 ahadith Sayyidi Al-Azad has mentioned in his book that he has written on the finality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, if one has time, one can read all those beautiful narrations on ahadith. Yes, alhamdulillah. And Yo Dawat Islami has published, mashallah, many books, not one, many books on this subject. And one of those books, beautiful books, is The Last of All Prophets, subhanallah. You can download this book from the website of Dawat Islami, or you can purchase the hard copy from the bookstore of Maktabatul Madina. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, until next time, Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.